I remember once when I was in primary school and my mom came to pick me from the school. I keep telling this story because this really hurts me. My mom came to pick me from school and I sat down at the back of the car, and then there was a teacher passing, and then he was not like, "Madam, madam, your tire went down." And he now pointed at me. I was like, "Oh my gosh." I was like,
I am Daniel Itomi, your host, and welcome to the 20-something Experience podcast, where we listen and learn from the lives and experiences of young adults across the world.
Hi guys, it's Ufa Daniel.
Thank you for joining me on this episode. So what I really want to dive deep into is speaking about your weight loss journey and how you got into content creation. And for like, guys, if you haven't seen her page, it is absolutely amazing. Like, Ufa, your IG page, yeah, it's really good. Like, I always, every time I go on it, I can't, like, kind of click on it and go away. I have to click on it, scroll through and be like, look at the colors,
wow, the theme.
It's really good. And one funny thing is that obviously you went to RFA, right? And I think last year or a few months ago, I think last year, they had sent me something and they mentioned your name, and I was like, who's that? Like, don't you remember her from RFA? Then they sent me the picture of you, like your weight loss. So the one with you in like, I think, sweatshirt, then the one with you in like a t-shirt. And I was like, I was gobsmacked. I was like, wait, what?
Like, what happened?
I was like, wait, what happened? I just didn't know. Like, what inspired you to lose weight?
It's because I've been, since I was like a baby, I've always been the biggest kid and everything. And I don't know, being fat in Nigeria, actually, it's not actually a joke, because people, they feel like because of your weight, like, you're kind of bulletproof, so they can just tell you anything to your face and you're meant to, like, just take it because, you know, you're fat. So I just really got tired of that. Like, every single class I went to, I was always the biggest person in school. After I graduated from RFA in 2016, I told my parents that, see, they should give me a gap year. Like, I really want to work on my weight. Like, at first, they didn't believe in me because, obviously, throughout my life, I've been going to the gym. When I know, I was never consistent. So I remember very clearly the December of 2016, I went to go and get a job in one lady's firm like that. And I was working as typewriter or something like that. And she was paying me 35,000 naira that month. So that was what I used to pay my first, like, gym
membership. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. In 2017. So when I did the first month and, like, I really lost weight in just 1 month, my parents were like, no. They had to really back me up. And so, like, they paid for, like, 3 months extra. And I was just, like, working out. Because I was not going to school. I was just at home doing nothing. I was also trying to go to Canada to study. So I was also doing all those visa stuff. So that's how it happened.
Wow. That's crazy. And did you kind of lose weight consistently, in the sense that month one all the way to month, I don't know, 12, you consistently went to the gym, or was there ever a drop off?
Yes, like the first 3 months that I was at the gym, like, that was when I lost a lot of the weight. Like, I came down, like, because I weighed 115 kg, right? And then after 3 months, I was like 80 kg. Like, I was almost half my size. So I was like a size 24 and I became like a size 14-16. Was like amazing. So that was when bulk of the weight loss happened. So I didn't go to the gym like throughout the whole of 2017. I kind of stopped like in September because of school and stuff. So after my first 3 months, I was now, like, now focused on, like, shaping my body in the way I want my body to look. Because, like, naturally, my family, like, my mom, she's really endowed. And even her family members are endowed. Yeah. My sisters, the one that's skinny, everybody's endowed. So, like, I knew that if I shape my body, like, I'm going to, like, get the shape that family has. So that was after the third month. The fourth month to, like, the seventh month, that's when I was, like, really working on, like, building and, like, muscles and all of that.
Do you still work out today?
Yes, I do, because everybody's eager to lose weight, but then after I have lost weight, I've realized that maintaining the weight is twice as hard as being fat, honestly. Because now, honestly, it's twice that because it is really hard to maintain, especially me that I have a body that's like I can easily, if I smell bread now, you just know my tummy is already shooting out. my body can just change anyhow. So me, I know myself. So it's really, really hard. So you really have to be conscious about what you're eating and like if you are just like sitting down around, you're lazy, you don't move about. Because that's something with me. If I'm not moving about and I'm just eating, I'll just pack up the weight. So it's been actually very, very, very hard something, but wow. I'm still working out.
Wow, nah, you're doing very good. You're living, breathing inspiration. Like,
that's me, Seth. I did not believe it because when I used to watch all these TLC shows about like 600 lb, you know how they really lose weight.
Yeah,
I was like, no. It's only for people that are in America that one needs to happen. Like, it doesn't happen in Nigeria. Like, I've never seen anybody because I wasn't using any of this slimming tea. I wasn't wearing any shapewear. I wasn't drinking lemongrass. I was not doing any of the. I was just being consistent and eating really well. Like, cutting, like, I don't know. Sometimes after this whole weight loss thing, people come and ask me, oh, what should I eat? What should I eat? Like, honestly, the thing is, everything you know you're not supposed to eat.
You don't eat it.
Like, don't ask me to eat it. Like, don't eat it. If you know that you are eating 4 slices of bread and you know that you're not meant to, like, don't eat it. So don't ask me. But they always come and ask me that, what's the tip? What's the tricky? I think they want me to concoct one potion that I will sell to them. I don't understand. Like, people always, I don't get it.
That's so funny. Oh my days. Wait. What was the toughest or hardest part of the entire journey or process?
The toughest part for me was, I feel, the mental aspect of it. Because when you lose weight, you feel like automatically you just start to feel like you are the most beautiful girl on earth. But then the truth is, like, for someone like me who had been like really big for like 16 years, I still had the fat girl mentality of like feeling inferior if I'm in a place of with people, or feeling like I'm ugly, because you know, like, people are really ruthless because they really believe me.
Yeah.
I remember once when I was in primary school and my mom came to pick me from the school. I keep telling this story because this thing really hurt me. My mom came to pick me from school and I sat down at the back of the car, and then there was a teacher passing, and then he was not like, madam, your tire went down. And he now pointed at me. I was like,
bruh.
I was like, come on now, bro. What did I do to you? It was painful. And it's just, and people, even children who like, parents, they think that their kids are saints, but honestly, children are demons. They really used to bully me. They used to bully me. And I know that in my primary school, we used to have swimming lessons. So I remember one boy told me that, They will need to sew my own swimsuit because like they won't find my size anyway.
Wow.
It was as in like, I just imagine going through that like every single day of your life for how many years you get. And then when you lose the weight, you think that okay, like that offer is gone. I've forgotten about that. But then the truth is that you still need to the mental aspect. It needs to be sorted. Yes, it needs to be sorted.
That is wow. That's crazy. Yes. You know that teacher deserves to be slapped.
There are so many stories. And I was not black on top, you know. So imagine doing that. And you're now big again. Oh no. What did you call me? I look like one wrestler, Mark Henry. They told me. Or you know how my name is Ufa. There's this teacher, when he called me, he said, Oof.
Oh my, so
now you know how they ask for, you know they're saying someone is fat, you know how they emphasize the hand. So Oof, I'm like, come on. Or you
wow.
See, too fat. Like it was just too much, you know. It was insane. But now it's funny. It's very funny. I'm just like, you guys, all of you, shaggy.
Well, so some of these people, like maybe the teachers, when they like saw you, I don't know whether they've seen you like after you slimmed down.
Do you know what they call famzin? they were fans. They were like, wow, it's so beautiful now. I knew it did. I'm so proud. I'm like, come on, shut up there. Like, excuse me. Like, don't even come. Don't even near me. Like, don't even. Because I know there was one, somebody came to me and I was bigger than, ah, if you lose weight, you'll be very beautiful. Oh, boy, beautiful. I'm like, excuse. Like, come on. Like,
wow. Wrong with you? But I'm sure you get a lot of boy attention.
And they were really trying to farm. That is their personal problem. And I also, like, it's their personal problem. And I also, if any boy that comes to meet me, if they ever, because of how I look now, they won't know that maybe I was big before. So if they ever, like, kind of disrespect somebody that has the slightest bit of weight, like that, for me, that's like a ton of, like, yeah,
edge. Oh wow.
Even if, like, I feel like people should people should respect, like, they will joke in front of me because, like, they don't know that I used to be big before, so they feel like I can laugh at. So for me, that's like a big ton of anybody that comes to me, you don't come and say that kind of thing.
Wow And the guys will be unsuspecting as well.
So the people should let us watch their mouth and not be opening it and saying it.
Definitely. Well, you've come such a long way.
But what kept you motivated most? Was it just that, like, I need to lose this weight? Or was there, like, a specific thing?
I don't know.
Thing?
Like, there was no... Now, like, it was because I think also some people need to understand that when they are losing weight, it should be for themselves, not because they want to look like somebody or they want to show people...
Kim K.
So me, what... Exactly, like, just do it for yourself, because if you are doing it for somebody else, I think that's when it's easy for you to just, like, stop one day and just never go back. So me, what happened was that after I saw how I dropped, like, the first 3 months, because even the first month I was like kind of like, what's going to happen, and I saw in the second month I had lost weight, like, it kind of motivated me. So I was just like, let me just see where this takes me to. And then eventually, I just liked working out. Like, I liked exercise. When I go to the gym, I get really happy. So that was what just kept me going. Like, I just really liked working out. It wasn't that nobody was forcing me.
Yeah. In society, there's a major bias against fat people compared to slim people. Because if you think about it, yeah, it's on the same axis where slim is on one end and fat is on the other end. So you see that slim people are less ridiculed for being slim. Obviously, they still are, but it's not as much as it is when they're fat. So it's like, with your following now, do you think it would be as big if you were fat, or if you were still fat rather?
I think that even if I was big, I would be kind of where my following is now, because getting like 1,000 followers, I was growing steadily. So I feel like, yes, I still would be where I am right now.
Okay, you feel like you'd be where you are right now, which is good, because that also says that you're a very confident person as well. For a lot of people that might not have your confidence, people would never even consider, they would never even think about, oh, like, me getting to content creating. Like, some people that are even slim would not even, like, be brave enough to kind of take the step
to do. Because I remember when I was even big, my following was like 2,000, kind of, almost close to 3,000. Then I remember it was, because I wasn't posting when I was losing weight. I wanted it to be like, you know, how they should be, show them,
yeah,
come back. So I wasn't posting for like that whole, it was my friend who posted me on Twitter. And then from Twitter, it now blew. And it now came to Instagram. And then, you know, Instagram, so it was everywhere. So, like, I was getting followers left and right and center and everything. So I feel like, yes, even with my big, how big I was before, I was doing okay. It was just now the icing on the cake, that kind of
thing. Yeah. So how did, like, at what point did you realize that, okay, I want to go get into content creation?
The thing is, yeah, even when I was big, I still used to like to take pictures, and I used to like to dress. Like, I had a sister at first when she went to study like art and all, so she was into like fashion designing till now, and she used to like always make clothes for me, because, you know, I was big, and obviously if you're in Nigeria, you can't shop and find clothes for your size. So she always used to like make clothes for me since I was really, really, really young. And I always like to take pictures, like, whether anybody's seeing it, or whether nobody's, like, only me, I'll set timer and I'll pose. for the career. So I think for me, it's been something that I didn't know it was something that I was going to like start properly. But then now reflecting back, I think that it actually started back before I even knew, because I always used to take pictures of myself. And there was a time, even when I was bigger, I joined Instagram. I wish I had all those pictures, but then insecurities, I deleted all of them. I wish now I had it, but then I used to take pictures and I posted it. So I feel like this content creating thing, it started before. But then when I started seeing, like, you know, the branding of it, like when I started seeing people's pages, how they took the pictures and how it was arranged and all of that, I was like, oh, I kind of want to do it like this now. And that's how it started. So I was trying to be more organized in my page. I'll think about what I'm about to post before I post it. Before anything, I'll just post it anyhow. So I think about what I'd like to post before I post it, how to arrange it. And I feel like that's how it grew.
That's really good. Who takes your pictures?
Anybody can take my pictures. I just used to teach you how to take my pictures, because because of how me I pose, I don't know how to. Working with the tripod for me is too, it's not,
I think it's not ideal.
It's not ideal for me, because the kind of poses or something I want to do, like a tripod, there's no, you can't tilt it if you are the only one. So I always, if I have someone around me, I have a friend, Michaela, I love her so much. She's the person that takes like 80% of my pictures,
because
we go to the same school. Yes, she's my best friend also, so she's always around. And if I need her help, she always helps me. So I just tell her how I want the picture to look like. You snap me, I look at it. If I don't like it, I'll tell you no. Go and stand. Let me show you how my hand is. Let me show you how to hold the phone. Let me show you how to hold the camera if you want. And that's how they take it for me.
Oh, that's really good. Where do you get like the vision for your pictures from? Do you like follow people and you kind of see, okay, I want to do something like this, or is it all from your head?
My ultimate avatar in life is this lady called Afiame Gold. Like when I saw her page for the first time in my life, that was like 5 years or so ago. It was as at then, like now she's like incredible. Then I thought she was mind blowing, but you just imagine what she looks like now. But then when I saw it, I was like, wow. It's not just pictures. There's a bit of like nature to it. She tells stories.
I think it's worth me saying again that your confidence is so incredible.
The confidence that I have, but is in what I do, right? So even then, even my personality then and that was still getting people. So I feel like me, the person, I have not changed. I'm the same way I was that then. And that was what was attracting people to me. Now it's just an added value that I'm creating a lot more things than I was then. And then now I'm kind of fine at it. You understand? So
that's really good. I think definitely people should be nice to everyone. Like I always say this to my friends, like just be nice to everybody. Like I know when we're in high school, like, we don't think, we just kind of say it and we laugh because it was funny.
We do have a duty
to be nice to everybody.
Everybody has a duty, because honestly, that's why I said it was, I'm confident in my skills, right? I'm confident in what I do. But then the confidence, so everybody has confidence.
Yeah.
Because me too, like, especially how I said that the maintaining of the weight is one of the hardest things for me. Because when you start adding weight back, it just, for me, it makes me really, really upset at myself. And then all I see in the mirror is just like fatness. Like I may not even look as big as I think in my head, but then when I look in the mirror, it's just like, no, what's this? So sometimes confidence actually, you battle with it, but then you just psych yourself and be like, "Babe, jazz up." You know, you have to
exactly like do your thing. Yeah. Really, what would you say to other people trying to get into like content creation, but they don't have the confidence to, maybe because of their weight or just because of like any reason? What's your advice to them?
There's something my mom taught me and my sisters, like to always look good. So me, what I did before, even when I felt like I didn't like my body and all, what I did was dress fine, do your face, do your hair, look good, and go and take a picture anyway and post it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Right? When you post it, watch for like, let's say 30 minutes and see what Like, don't even think about it. Don't think about, oh, my body's going to look like this. Oh my God, like, just look good. Like, I feel like one thing is that makes, because, you know, it's not even every fat person that they used to make fun of, you know, because there are some fat people that already have confidence. So when you see confidence in a person, like, you wouldn't even want to, like, insult them. It's someone that is, like, meekly and they know that, okay, they can bully you and you cry. That's the kind of person that they always come up to you. So I feel like when you dress up, just look confident. Take a picture. Even if you don't like it, post it and see what the engagement is like in that.
Yeah.
And if you see, like, it's not what you like, you can take it down. So, like, my point is that they shouldn't overthink.
Just do it.
And they don't have to think about, yes, just do it. And also, I feel like now, because of everybody seeing that, okay, this girl snapped here, she did this, she did that, like, you are just starting out. So maybe I'm in chapter 50 of where the book of my story is, and you are just in chapter 4, like, do what you can do at your own level. Don't try and, like, reach. It's the reaching that when you overreach, you may not do it, you just not do it, everything won't look nice. So just do what you can do at your level. You don't have to go out of your way and do something crazy. Just take a picture, post it, say whatever you like to say. If you don't want to say anything, don't say anything. Post it and see what the engagement is like. If it's not what you like, you can take it down. Then you can cry and try again.
So you're a big believer in effectively just doing it. Don't overthink it. Just do it.
Yes. Because I used to overthink it, but then I have a sister that really, she strikes me up. Because she always tells me, see, time will go. Nevertheless, like, you can either do something now and reap the benefit of it, or you can just be psyching yourself down and say, ah, people not like me, or this, da, 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 da. And maybe if you had tried, people will actually like you. So she just tells me, just do it. Don't think about it.
Nah.
If you don't like how the outcome is, you can take it down. Like, it's as simple.
That's
like
very
that.
Good. You know, the general theme of, like, every episode I've done so far is literally support. And without a good support system, you're almost kind of stranded on an island where you're thinking, like, oh, what do I do? What do I do? But with a good support system, you're gingered.
Yeah. Yes. Support is actually really, really important. Find the one person or the two people that you like that you can tell them whatever you want to do. Like, it's only people that can believe in your dreams. Like, I told you about my friend Michaela that always takes pictures, right? Like, it's only somebody who believes in you or what you're doing that will take time out of their day to come and stand on that sun or be stressing themselves and you be teaching them how to do something. So I feel like finding a good support system or somebody who believes in what you're doing would actually really help, because there are also people that will push you to do better than what you're already doing, or tell you to snap out of your head when you think that you're not doing anything, but then you're actually doing really good. So a good support system is really helpful.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to like, share, and comment on this.